Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 21st, 1951, the historical contributions of the Jewish community in Barbados were highlighted in the Barbados Advocate. The story of the Jews in Barbados began as early as 1628, just 1 year after British settlement. Their ingenuity was quickly realized when they invented a new sugar mill, which was soon introduced in other Caribbean islands. The community began to grow, both in number and wealth, and actually played a significant role in the sugar industry by the 1660s. However, the impacts of natural disasters and heavy taxation caused their numbers to drop to about 100 by 1951, many of whom had migrated to Barbados during the Second World War. Though smaller in number, their success did not dwindle. Many of the Jews of 1951, mostly merchants, were making significant contributions to the country's development by pioneering new industries like the Reliance Shirt Factory, the West Indian Knitting Mills Limited, and other small workshops. With services being held every Friday evening and on public holidays, they were quite an active religious community. With this in mind, a committee was formed to cater to their interests, one of which was the restoration of the Jewish synagogue and cemetery located in Synagogue Lane, St. Michael. This was one of two synagogues which had been built in Barbados and was without doubt one of the oldest places of worship in the colony. Many of its tombstones date back to the end of the 17th century and bear the names of some prominent families in Barbados. This intention to restore the synagogue to its former glory was aimed at satisfying a 20-year-old covenant established when the last of the Jews had left Barbados. The promise had been made that in addition to repurposing the building as a library, the cemetery should be maintained and preserved. Unfortunately, this was not the case, and the cemetery and its time vault of tombstones was left to ruin and desecration. This issue has since been rectified, when starting in 1985, the community raised funds to restore one of the oldest links to Barbados' early history. Today, the formerly broken covenant is being kept, as the Synagogue Historic District is now protected and lies within the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Historic Bridgetown and its garrison. The legacy of the Jewish community is deeply intertwined in the story of Barbados, as was highlighted in the Barbados Advocate on this day, January 21st, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.